And welcome to Let's Talk in English. Do you like to solve mysteries? Well, we have a good mystery for you today. My name is Anna, and I'm here to help you with English. Our topic today is mystery. The title of our lesson is Mr. E's Birthday Cake. Mr. E's Birthday Cake. Peter, we're talking about birthdays today. Do you like to celebrate your birthday?
Of course, you get a cake, you have presents, and you probably have a party where all your friends come to visit. Hi friends, my name is Peter. Is it your birthday today?
Well, not everyone likes to celebrate their birthday. I don't like a lot of attention on my birthday, so I usually don't have a party. I usually do something small with my friends.
That sounds really boring. You should have a big party, lots of presents, a big cake. That's a birthday party.
Well, Peter, if it's my birthday, I can choose how I want to celebrate, right?
I guess so. I don't know.
Well, celebrating birthdays can be fun. We like to celebrate people and how much we love them.
Well, today is Mr. E's birthday, and here's Christina with today's key words.
Mr. E的生日, 他走进办公室时, 看到桌上有一个盒子, There is a box on my desk. 名词 box 就是盒子或是箱子。 打开盒子发现里面有一个蛋糕, 而且蛋糕上还有他最喜欢的水果。 这个时候有人从背后大喊了一声, Surprise! 原来是Mr. F. Mr. F shouts from behind him. 大声喊叫就是shout。 Mr. F问他, 你比较喜欢惊喜还是生日? 可是Mr. E两样都不喜欢, 他说, I don't like either. 这里的either为代名词, 指两者中的任何一个。Mr. E说, Mr. F是他在警察局工作的时候的搭档, They are partners. 搭档或者是合作伙伴就是partner。 看到盒子里的巧克力蛋糕加草莓, Mr. E马上猜到他妈妈一定来了。 你猜是为什么呢? 草莓就是strawberry. It's a chocolate cake with strawberries.
Today is my birthday. My birthday isn't my favorite day. The day only comes once a year. And I'm glad about that. No one knows today is my birthday. I don't usually tell people. I really don't like the question, How old are you? I walk to work at the police station. There is a box on my desk.
What? Today is Mr. E's birthday, but he's not excited. Why is that?
Well, some people just don't like celebrating their birthday. Maybe they don't like the attention, or maybe they just don't like getting older.
Oh, Mr. E, it's okay to get older. I mean, we all do it, right? I actually think getting older is fun.
What? You say that now, Anna, but just wait until you're really, really old.
Well, I hope when I'm old, I can still say that. Being older means you have more wisdom.
That's usually true. Well, Mr. E says his birthday only comes once a year. Just like everyone's birthday, it comes once a year. That means in a year, you only have one birthday.
Wow, wouldn't that be fun to have a birthday twice a year? Or even many birthdays in a year?
Well, I guess you could celebrate your half birthday. Or maybe you could celebrate your lunar birthday or solar birthday.
Both of them. Then you can get presents and cake twice? Cool. Friends, lunar means moon and solar means sun. That means the kind of calendar you use. In your country, do you celebrate your lunar birthday or solar birthday?
In America, most people don't celebrate lunar birthdays. We celebrate solar birthdays.
Well, birthdays are so much fun, but it's time to get back to Mr. E. What does he do on his birthday?
Well, he has to work on his birthday. He works at the police station. He is a detective. So, how does he get to work?
Well, Mr. E walks to work. Friends, do you walk to work or school?
Well, when Mr. E gets to work, there is something interesting on his desk.
It's a box. Well, a box? What's in the box?
What's in the box? Well, we don't know just quite yet. Maybe it's a present. But no one knows that today is his birthday. So why would there be a box on his desk?
Well, we'll find out. So here's part two.
Did someone get me a gift? I pick up the box. I open the box. There is a cake in it. The cake is chocolate with my favorite fruit.
Surprise!
Mr. F shouts from behind me.
Which do you like more, surprises or birthdays?
He laughs. I don't like either. He knows that.
Did someone get Mr. E a gift? He's not sure. So he picks it up and opens it.
And there's a cake inside. Wait a minute. That means someone knows his secret. Someone knows that today is his birthday.
But who could it be? And how did they find out today was Mr. E's birthday?
Well, Mr. F jumps out and yells, "Surprise!" So it must have been him. He put the cake on Mr. E's desk, right?
Well, maybe. Mr. F says, "Which do you like more, surprises or birthdays?" Now, this is a tricky sentence. Good thing Rebecca is here to help us with it more.
Hey, friends. If you want to ask someone which of two items they like better, you can use this grammar point. Which do you like more, noun or noun? For example, which do you like more, strawberries or bananas? Or which do you like more, soccer or baseball? You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, which one does Mr. E like more, surprises or birthdays? He says he doesn't like either of them. What does this word either mean? Christina's here to tell us more.
对于生日和惊喜这两件事, Mr. E 两样都不喜欢。他说, I don't like either. 我们来讲 either 这个字,它一般常用的说法是I don't know either, 我也不知道。或者 she is not cold either, 她也不冷。这里是副词表示也。但是今天的 either 是代名词表示两者中的任何一个。所以 I don't like either, 两者中任何一个我都不喜欢。换句话说就是两个都不喜欢的意思。我们来看看它代名词用的例句。Either is okay.两个中的任何一个都是可以的。I can't see either. 我两个都看不到。
Okay, Anna. Which do you like more? Cockroaches or spiders?
Oh, Peter. Yuck. I don't like either. And which one do you like better? Candy?Or ice cream?
I don't like either.
What? Peter, I know you like both of them.
Well, I said I don't like either because that's today's
calendar phrase!
I don't like either.
I don't like either.
我两个都不喜欢。
Do you like math or science?
I don't like either.
Do you like walking or running?
I don't like either.
Do you like reading or writing?
I don't like either.
Do you like cookies or cake?
I like both.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't like either.
I don't like either.
我两个都不喜欢。
Well, friends, this is a good sentence to know. When someone lets you choose one of two things, but you don't like them, you can say, I don't like either.
That's right. But if you like both options, then you say, I like both.
That's right, and I know, Peter, that you like both ice cream and candy.
That's right, and I know you like both cockroaches and spiders.
That is not true. Well, Mr. F likes to tease Mr. E a lot. He knows Mr. E doesn't like surprises or birthdays.
So we think Mr. F was the one who put the cake on Mr. E's desk.But we don't know quite for sure.
And how did Mr. F know today is Mr. E's birthday? Well, we might find that out right after this break. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hello, friends, and welcome back from break.I'm not sure where Peter is right now. I'm sure he'll be back soon. But for now...
Surprise!
Peter! What was that for? It's not my birthday.
Well, I just wanted to jump and shout surprise.
Well, you made me jump. You scared me. You know I don't like surprises.
And you're like Mr. E. You don't like surprises.
Well, you're like Mr. F. You're always playing tricks on me. Well, friends, it's time to go to the last part of our lesson today. Let's watch together.
Mr. F is my partner at the station. He often tries to surprise me.I guess today isn't any different.
I have one more surprise for you.
He says. I smile and say,
I know. Where is my mom?
This time, Mr. F was surprised.
How do you know?
He asks.
Only one person knows chocolate cake with strawberries is my favorite.
Well, here's an interesting word, partner. How do we use this word, Peter?
This word is kind of like the word coworker. It means friend sometimes. Usually, you say it if you work closely with another person in your job.
Well, Mr. F always has lots of surprises for his partner, Mr. E. And today isn't any different. This word any is interesting, and Christina has some tips for us on how to use it. Here she is.
Mr. F 常喜欢制造惊喜吓吓 Mr. E. Mr. E 说 I guess today isn't any different. 我猜今天也没有任何不同，没什么不一样。这里的 any 是副词 ,not any different, 就是没有任何的不同。这种情况下Any 适用于否定或者是疑问句中，它为句子加上了强调的语气。来看例句 ，I can't run any faster. 我没有办法跑得再快了。Are you feeling any better? 你觉得好一点了吗
？Thank you, Christina. Well, today isn't any different. Mr. F has another surprise for Mr. E. What is it?
I don't know, but Mr. E already knows. He already figured out the mystery. How did he do that?
He is amazing. He asks, "Where is my mom?" How does he know his mom is there?
We're surprised, and Mr. F is surprised too. He asks, "How do you know?"
Well, here's a big clue, everyone. Mr. E says only one person knows chocolate cake with strawberries is my favorite.
That's it! Only one person knows Mr. E's favorite kind of cake. It's Mr. F.
No, it's not Mr. F. It's his...
partner at the police station, the great Mr. F.
No, it's his mom. His mother is the only person that knows Mr. E's favorite cake is chocolate with strawberries.
So his mother told Mr. F about it?
No, his mother is at the police station. She's hiding to surprise Mr. E. That's how Mr. E knows.
Oh, now I get it. Wow, that was a tricky mystery. Mr. F was sneaky, and you're kind of like Mr. F. But Mr. E figured it out, and I'm kind of like Mr. E.
Yeah, well, okay. It was a great story, friends. Well, did you like solving the mystery? We liked solving the mystery with you. But now it's time for us to review our key words. So say them along with us right now.
Here's our first keyword for the day. Box. Box. What's in the box?
Shout. Shout. Stop shouting indoors.
Either. Either. Pink or blue? I don't like either.
Partner. Partner. We are study partners.
Strawberry. Strawberry. Strawberries taste good. All right, friends, those are the keywords today. Remember to practice them at home. And now, let's watch the lesson one more time.
Today is my birthday. My birthday isn't my favorite day. The day only comes once a year. And I'm glad about that. No one knows today is my birthday. I don't usually tell people. I really don't like the question, "How old are you?" I walk to work at the police station. There is a box on my desk. Did someone get me a gift? I pick up the box. I open the box. There is a cake in it. The cake is chocolate with my favorite fruit.
Surprise!
Mr. F shouts from behind me.
Which do you like more, surprises or birthdays?
He laughs. I don't like either. He knows that. Mr. F is my partner at the station. He often tries to surprise me. I guess today isn't any different.
I have one more surprise for you.
He says. I smile and say,
I know. Where is my mom?
This time, Mr. F was surprised.
How do you know?
He asks.
Only one person knows chocolate cake with strawberries is my favorite.
Happy birthday!
Ginger, what is this?
It's a birthday cake! Happy birthday, Monkey Man!
Thank you, but...
I know that chocolate cake is your favorite!
That's right, but...
And look! I bought you a gift.
Oh, that's so nice.
I know. Well, happy birthday, Monkey Man.
Thank you, Ginger. I don't know what to say.
That's great. Are you surprised?
Yes, I'm very surprised. Because it's not my birthday.
It's not? Oh, now I'm surprised.
What is it like to be a friend to those we meet each day? Is it the things you do for them?
Thanks for joining us to celebrate Mr. E's birthday today. I'm sure he enjoyed it.
There were some big surprises today. Mr. E didn't tell anyone about his birthday, but his mom did.
And she brought him his favorite cake, chocolate with strawberries. She was going to surprise him, but Mr. E figured it out.
Great job, Mr. E! And great job, friends! You practiced your English today. Remember to come back tomorrow for another great lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye!